A lot of Christmas trees would have gone up on the 1st of December, which was on Sunday. But we want to hear from you on 13, 12, 16 if you have a non-traditional Christmas tree, because there's been an evolution over the years. The standard green plastic Christmas tree is not even that popular anymore, I would say. There's just so many other versions, people making them. Mm. Even in the shops, you can buy different versions of Christmas trees.
So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, do you have a non-traditional Christmas tree, Janine from Beaconsfield?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Well, because I've got an orphan little possum, I thought I would just make one out of big pieces of driftwood from the beach. Oh. So I've got a big bucket with, and I've concreted these big tree branches in it, so the possum's got something to run up and down, and on the 1st of December we put it up and she loves it.
Oh, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard. I want to see a picture of this possum, by the way.
I'll send you one.
Do
yeah.
I?
She's in her tree. So.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. So did you put any decorations on it, or you just got the driftwood?
No, just the driftwood, yeah. Because she would just,
rip them off.
Get caught in it and that.
Yeah. Was it easy enough to make then?
Yeah, I live on the beach at Bukesha, so I walked along and just found
nice.
Big pieces of wood and shoved them all in the bucket and quick concrete and, yeah.
Love
and
it. Sounds awesome. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Chloe from Beaconsfield, do you have a non-traditional Christmas tree?
Well, it's not exactly our Christmas tree, but every year our work sends us a Christmas tree to make. And every year it's different.
What do you mean sends you a Christmas tree to make?
So, like, it's part of the decorations type thing, but they send us actual trees to make. Like, this year it's cardboard and, like, tough paper that we, like, make up, and it literally makes as if it was trees out in, like, a forest or something. So each
wow.
year it's a different tree.
Wow, how big are these things?
They're only about my height, but I often take off the little things we've made and wear them as a hat as well, so it kind of looks like I'm a tree too.
I love that.
Love
Thanks
that.
For your call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Lucy from Armstrong Beach, do you have a non-traditional Christmas tree?
I do. Yeah, we made a untraditional Christmas tree out of driftwood.
Nice.
Put blue baubles on it, but it's hanging from the ceiling, so
oh.
in the lounge room.
Oh.
So, it's freestanding underneath for the present. So we thought it was a bit different.
Oh,
that
is cool. So, yeah, so instead of getting, like the other lady said, with a cement bucket, you've got it hanging.
We've got it hanging. So there's actually, freestanding halfway from the ceiling so you can build it up with presents underneath.
Wow.
So if this is made from driftwood, that would have been a bit of an effort to get it attached to the ceiling,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, how is it attached to the ceiling?
No, not really.
Oh.
It was quite easy to do.
What did you do?
We threaded it with wire and string, and then we just got a hook hanging from the ceiling.
And you hoist it up like a pulley?
Yes.
Ah,
basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so what's holding all the driftwood together? Is there just wire through the middle of them?
Yeah, you had to drill the hole through all the driftwood.
Yeah.
And basically there's wire and string holding it together.
Right, okay, interesting.
That's a very clever idea. Fitting your gift, sometimes that can be hard to fit them all under the tree. Are you a big gift giver?
Not a big gift giver, but we do like to have little gifts and stuff like that. But
yeah.
we enjoy just getting together and doing this sort of stuff anyway.
Sounds lovely. Well, thanks so much for your call, Lucy, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.